thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. God bless all of you on the Blog Talk line. Forgive me for being a few minutes late here tonight. My phone battery was down, and I had to wait until I got situated here to get back on the line. But thank you for joining us tonight. I want to ask Pastor Hagin, if you would, to open some of the lines so people can help us tonight. Amen. God bless you. It's a wonderful day. I tell you, it appears that the Lord has taken us back and letting the things that happened in the old church mean so much to the people this day. And they used to thank God over and over again. Thank you, Jesus. That's where they got the Holy Ghost, many of them. And what it simply did is help to focus their minds on the spiritual rather than the natural. They had all kind of things on their mind at first, you know, thinking about what they had to do tomorrow. Women thinking about men thinking about women. And all the time focusing on the bills that hadn't been paid, and perhaps some of them were sick and they were thinking about what the doctor said. Some of them had no money and they were thinking about how they were gonna make it, what they're gonna do with the little money they had after church, buy a hamburger or something. And they came to the altar like that. And when the people gathered around them and began to say, thank you, they didn't even realize how to analyze this, but they were causing people to focus on the spiritual rather than the mundane things, the things of this world. And then just kept on saying thank you until they really got serious about it. And when you get your mind on Jesus, sometimes they would sing that song before they even began to thank the Lord. They would sing, get your mind on Jesus, we're going to have a time. Get your mind on Jesus, we're going to have a time. Get your mind on Jesus, we're going to have a time. And it would help them to focus on the spiritual. I think that's, in fact, I know that's what the blog line does. It's simply a reenactment of what they did, how they thanked God years and years ago, and how they got their mind on Jesus rather than the things around them. Some people were looking at their clothes, looking at their shoes, wondering if their makeup was right, if they shed a few tears, what would it do to their makeup? Think about their hair. Was my hair in place? People looking at me and all that kind of stuff. That's what we're thinking. But it focuses. That thank you, Jesus. When you really mean it from your heart, it focuses your mind off of those mundane things, things of the world, and get your mind on the spiritual. That's when you get miracles from God, when you focus your mind on the spiritual rather than the natural. Your soul wants a blessing from on high. When you get serious with God and start praising him and glorifying him for what he's done, already done. See, that's when the miracles come. And not only did it do that, but it ushered in the presence of the Lord. Because I've been telling you that God, he inhabits the praises of his people. He's not going places where folks don't want to praise him. Folks don't want to give him glory. Folks think that they are all that. Yeah, you can't tell them nothing because they got all the answers, all the kind of stuff. He ain't going there. God goes where he is needed and wanted. He has to be the one who gets the glory, not mankind. So you want to humble yourself before the Lord. Because God enters into a humble heart. Amen. So now, what it did is ushered in the presence of the Lord. People get serious about thanking God, and before they knew it, little tears were flowing down, and they were praising God, unbelievably praising him. Because it got their minds on the spiritual, and then they ushered in the presence of the Lord. And then what it simply did, it also positioned them to receive a miracle. See, it's wonderful to praise him, but it's better to praise him out of your heart where you position yourself. And God wants to bring a miracle to you. He wants to do it for you because you've been so good to him. You love him so much. And not only that, it doesn't position you to receive a miracle, but it also inspires other people around you who even hear of you giving God all that praise, a thousand thank yous a night. Yeah, others want to, you know, they know it's right to praise God. And, you know, anybody who loves the Lord is going to want to give him praise and adoration. And anybody who's on the Lord's side is not going to be jealous of God. They're not going to be trying to be the wonder. They're going to serve the wonder. They want to give God praise. So it causes other people around the world who know you or who don't even know you, but hear you praising God like that. It causes them to, it inspires them, rather, to give God more praise. 99, well, everybody really never heard of giving God a thousand thank yous a day. I hadn't heard about it. The Lord had to introduce me to it and show me what to do and how to do it. I didn't know what I was saying. Lord, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you a thousand times, trying to go to sleep, and the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? I never thought of anything would be possible. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to do it, but I will try. Nevertheless, help me, Lord. I turned my head toward the window on that plane, covered my mouth up, and began to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. My God, see, you can't thank God out of your heart without feeling his presence. He will in his own. I kept on thanking him and naming things that I was thanking for. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I just named probably 100, 200 things that night while I was praying. Thank you for my family. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for my great health. Thank you, thank you. And for great strength. Thank you, thank you. And I kept on thanking him. Thank you for being in my right mind. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for my heart beating. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, thank you for my eyes being able to blink. Thank you, thank you. See, you have to visualize that all these things stopped or have stopped in your body. Then you'll really appreciate what God has done for you. If you couldn't walk, if your legs weren't receiving messages, when you get ready to walk, the messages go there and tell you to walk. If you didn't get any messages saying walk and you had to crawl, if your feet didn't respond and you couldn't stand on your feet, you know, you ought to thank God for those big toes. That sounds a little funny, but did you know? Imagine what you would be like without big toes. What do they use for to balance you? You wouldn't have any balance. They'd probably pick you up for walking. If you walk down the street without any big toes, you'd be stumbling everywhere. They'd probably pick you up, think you drunk or something. But all these little things, if you imagine that you didn't have them, then you realize even more so what the Lord has done for you. It's like a person being in the house and the water, and God forbid, but the water gets cut off. You will realize then how important water is. You can't take no baths. You don't have no shower. You don't have water to drink when you get thirsty. And you know how you can't brush your teeth, all that kind of stuff. You'll realize then how important it is. You know, your lights get cut off and you don't have no lights. You gotta have candles all the house in order to go here. Nothing to entertain you, no TV, can't run any religious movies or nothing like that. You just got no electricity. You can't run the shaver to shave. You can't do your computer that needs power, no. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do nothing, Holly. You don't realize that God's been good to you. And all the things you take for granted will become something very, very dear and very, very important. How do you know all this, Dr. Johnson? Well, I've been to countries that don't have it. India. Oh, my God. I went to Haiti when they had that earthquake there. And they living in tents, even a year, 2 years. Some of them, a lot of them still living in tents. And you got four walls around you. Some of them concrete walls and everything else. My God, protection around you. But if you went over to Haiti and saw how those people live every night in tents, my God, you realize God has been extremely good to you. You know this, I've been all over in India seeing people dying in the streets. Bodies, they throw them in the ditch over there when they die. Then the family have to get them out. And they have a tradition where they burn the bodies. Yeah, you talk about when I die, I want to have a good funeral and all that kind of stuff. You know, over there, a good funeral is to put you on some stalks and burn the body. Yeah. So you're blessed. You know, I know you got some problems. Yeah. You had a hard day, maybe. And you don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to pay the rent. All again. Listen, you're still blessed. He's brought you through all these months. I don't think he lifted you up just to let you down. Anyway, I'm just telling you, you got so much to thank him for. Let's go to thanking God tonight. You want to make your request known unto the Lord? If you do, go ahead, and then I'll come back for you, then we'll thank him 1,000 times. All right, God bless you. This music is for you. Go ahead and make your request for God.
Go.
Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this blog line. We need your help, Lord. So many people need you to answer miracle requests. Oh, God, you are the miracle worker. Can't nobody do what you can do. Grant these miracle requests. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every one of your blessings, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for it, Lord, for all your many blessings. Be with us tonight. God, help your people. Show up and show out. Give us some spectacular miracles. Lord, some spectacular miracles. So people will know that you're in the room, know that you are over this, and that you're doing miracle after miracle. We just thank you for everything. We love you, Lord. As you enter into our praise time, inhabit our praises, Lord, and bless this time of praise. Grant miracle requests. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, 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 thank you. Ah! Glory. Thank you. 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 Oh, God. My. Thank you. 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 Oh, God. Thank you. 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 We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sanctification. Thank you, 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 thank you. and thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the presence, your presence, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you, Lord. We lift you up. We give you the glory, all the adoration of the praise. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so loving, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so praiseworthy, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The anointing comes from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you. We appreciate what you've done, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon you. The Holy Ghost be in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The all of the anointing be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. The all of the anointing in this room right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you for a brand new day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for new heights. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you for new horizons. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For new ventures. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, for new ways you're making. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for furnishing new jobs. Greater paying jobs. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And binding the devil on the old job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, thank you, 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 thank you. We rest in you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We rest in your power, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for the anointing on this land. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every everlasting power of Jesus Christ. And the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We lift you up, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we lift you up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the privilege of serving you. Thank you, 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 thank you. We serve you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you're worth every bit of it. Thank you, thank you. We give you the glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you the adoration. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, for everything that you're doing for us. For how you're blessing us. For how you're helping us. For how you're blessing us to come this far. Oh, my God. I'm asking if we can't open the lines to some of the people who can help us. Thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. God, you're worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the adoration. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. If we have to do it all by ourselves tonight, we've gotten it done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For our right facilities and activities of our limbs. Thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you. We cherish you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody who wants to thank him for the last 10 seconds, come on in. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you. For heavy load barrier. Thank you. Heavy load carrier. Thank you. For being a heart fixer. Thank you. And a mind regulator. Thank you. What a wonderful privilege, God, to give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you. And for all that you've done. Thank you. For your presence on this prayer line. Thank you. It's all right to help us. Come on, help us thank him. Thank you. And for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on here. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Ah, glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can fix it like you. Nobody can bless like you. Nobody can open up prison cells but you, God. Nobody can make that way out of no way. Oh, God, thank you. Yeah, God, thank you. We praise you, Lord. We know that you, God. And we give you the adoration that nobody like you. Nobody like you. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Oh, God, praise your holy name. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're so wonderful. So wondrous. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, you're such an ultra awesome blessing. Thank you. We couldn't have made it, Lord, without you. We surrender this line up to you. We would have lost it all, God, without you. Come on, God. Thank you. We love you. We praise you. Yeah, put the anointing of the Holy Ghost on this line. Destroy everything that the enemy has tried to put forth. Bless you, people everywhere. Oh, thank you for it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. We love you. Thank you. Oh, God, appreciate everything. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bind that devil everywhere. Let the blood of Jesus get all over this devil. Yeah, it would get on him. God caused all of them to bow down and worship you. And thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. God, thank you. Thank you. Anybody who wants to help us, thank him. Come on in. Thank you. Oh God, thank you. You've been so multitudinous, so wonderful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for the people who joined us tonight. God, thank you. I praise you. You're good. Everybody who joined us tonight, I want you to know God has a special blessing in store for you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, come on. Yeah, somebody who has your line open, come on, join us. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful Savior. We bless your holy name. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, God bless all of you tonight. respect your family time. And that's the way they used to do it in the old church. I was a little bit boring, but they used to say, if my mama don't go, my papa don't go, my father don't go, my sisters and brothers don't go, I'm determined I'm going all the way with Jesus. Amen. And we did tonight. Thank you. And every night, thank you. Oh, glory. God bless you. Hopefully you'll join us on the prayer line in the morning. It was so wonderful this morning. Keep your fast up. Go from 4 in the night to 3 in the afternoon. This is the fourth day coming up. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise the Lord tonight. And thank you for joining us again. We're going to say good night to you. Go with God. He'll go with you. Amen. Good night. Hallelujah. I'm out.
Just the other day, Pastor Lady Grace, I received a phone call, and one of the members, she said, Pastor, come quick. I said, what's wrong? She said, my husband has been shot 8 times. He's in the hospital. And I need you to come as quick as you can. I dropped everything, went to the hospital. When I got there, he had tubes all in his nose, needles in his arms, almost on life support. And I joined hands with that wife and the family and prayed. And we believed God for a miracle. I left the hospital, went back home. Called the hospital again and again and again, checking on him. And then on the third day, somebody said the third day, when I went back to the hospital, he was sitting up in the chair, eating a meal, praising God. He came to church 2 Sundays later and walked down the aisle and got the mic and said, when they start shooting, I jumped out of the car because I instantly wanted to get away. And somebody said, we got the wrong man. He said, if I hadn't had my hand in the hand of Jesus, I wouldn't have made it. I'm just wondering, is there anybody in this house here who can testify that you had your hand and you have your hand now in the hand of the Master? God told me to get some witnesses here tonight. If you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, I want to ask you to be bold. Get up out of your seat and go tell three people, I made it.
Have a wonderful night.